Radio Art Catalyst. Sonic inquiries into art and research.
You're listening to a Radio Arts Catalyst audio production. Radio Arts Catalyst is a virtual space for collective conversations, creative expression, and alternative ways of organising. Through the radio, we're embarking on a journey into what radical spaces for individual and collective voices might look like today, and the potential of broadcasting as an ecology of overlapping spaces for listening, mapping, and transmitting. If you like this broadcast, then please consider leaving us a rating or a comment on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Exterior, warm in the sun's embrace. It's cold again when he shrinks away, so you chase him where he leads you, like the sea, chasing the moon wherever she pulls him. The sea. He whispers to you, salt on your tongue, something thick and fat, something sweet that melts away as quickly as you notice it. Appears. A little prince reigns over his kingdom of sand, raising empires by the shore with his shovel and spade. He cannot yet see the tide approaching.
Health and safety was not on the forefront of his mind. The objective was to win. The bright lights blinding him. The noise of kids screaming surrounded him. He took his last 2p coin and put it into the slot. Coin bouncing off pins, hitting the bottom of the slot. It laid flat, being pushed into other 2p's. The man waited in suspense. Several coins got pushed on the second level. He gasped. Those coins cause even more coins to push out the machine. With the excitement of the moment, he ended up falling off his stool.
Spinning, spiraling down, indicative of this point in his life. The bold red, yellow, and blue flashing lights of the machines begin to blur and mute. The floor feels very, very long way away. They continue to fall and fall and fall
and fall and fall and fall and fall and fall.
Exterior, cold, always cold. Until he arrives on the sand. Footprint carving the world the way you think of God as big. Faint smoke on the air, like smoke on your father's breath. Both bring creation before its undoing. He breathes of something, someone, somewhere you've never heard of, yet you answer all the same. Crashing like waves, screaming like, there was something here once, wasn't there? Interior, hot. It's sticky like the womb, though it lacks that characteristic safety. The floral vanilla perfume smell of the womb. The fresh bread and homemade jam taste of the womb. You bite the bread and it only tastes hollow. There is a glint of recognition somewhere in that twinkling darkness. A churning familiar. You fell and scuffed your knee when you were young. It was sticky like the womb. the hot, angry panic of the womb. Thumping, 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 thumping.
Doug enters an isolated cave, exhausted from the last encounter. He hides behind a conveniently placed rock in the shape of him. Whatever was chasing had went past. Doug sighed a sigh of relief. He gets up and pats off the dirt on his clothes. As he tries to leave, he sees a shine in the corner of his eye. He stops for a second. Did I see that right? He thinks to himself. He decides to go into the cave to further explore. After a few minutes of searching, he reaches a shine in the darkness. He's met with glistening stones, all blank in expression. They look almost man-made, similar to a Stonehenge. Doug closes the space between him and the closest crystal. He touches the cold, wet crystal with his palm. The water transfers to his palm, giving him a moment of peace. Then, the crystal in front of him shines brighter than any sun and nearly blinds Doug, just covering his eyes with his hand. He backs off as the crystal slowly loses its light. But then, the other crystals light up with the same power. After all the crystals have stopped showcasing the power, images appear on their surface. A butterfly, a monkey, a whale, and a frog. A frog returns his gaze with trusting eyes, a pattern of sorrow that feels familiar. As they take a step closer, his skin bubbles, folding into patterns, thickening. Water flows and turns around the mossy rocks on either side of the low riverbank, washing over the pebbles and trickling down into the soil. Grass pours over the edges, dipping into the water, reaching down.
Water flows and turns around the mossy rocks on either side of the low riverbank, washing over the pebbles, trickling down into the soil. Grass pours over the edges, dipping into the water, reaching down.
Cecil is sat on the mushrooms, watching the leaves rustle. He hears knocking from afar, but really loud and rumbling. So he decides to get up and investigate. He treks through the trees, over streams, through the forest, and then gets to a glass wall. He touches it to check it's real, and then he sees through the glass. All there is a deep blue for what must be miles, and then sees another glimpse of light, another dome.
Trees, lampposts, bushes, mushrooms, lake, grass, bicycle, house, big Tesco, signs, bench, pan, boy, windows, rocks, buildings, doors, bridge.
Summer, the bird,
shark,
The summit looks as though it is piercing the moon. The siren calls of a hunger to right misdoings. The imbalance in this land reflects an ugly truth. The snow, a pure mirror reflecting what cannot be seen by others. She is eager to meet him.
The pain of his suffering unlocked a new dimension to his mind, somewhere he had never visited before. Each bone-crushing stab impaled his once normal body and made him unrecognizable to his questioning eyes. My throat is feeling tense, fuzzy. At the same time, I become conscious of the saliva swishing from side to side, filling every crevice of my mouth like the sea fills the shore. My stomach gurgles. A sudden rush of tightening overcomes my body. My neck feels full, as if I could just spew. But no, instead something claws my throat, trying to clamber into my mouth.
A new breath, a new place, familiar and unknown in this tumultuous journey.
Under the lake bridge and under the fountain leads a downstairs spiral as deep as a mountain. Onwards down the stairs and through the wooden door leads an empty lit passage with a stone marked floor. Walls torn apart, crumbled like many archways line the walls, once so ordinary. Through one door, stood tall and like the rest, stands alone a piano, sounds amongst the best.
The steady hum of the vending machine makes a stark contrast to the peace of this river. The beautifully carved koi carp in the fountain seems to dance in midair. His stomach growls. He retrieves the pennies won from the slot machines. But there are numbers. Lucky dip it is.
Illness places all as less light causes news could develop into words. As history repeats, so does viruses and bugs. We shake into fear as if these conditions would stop or continue. Nobody wants to die of a cold. Nobody wants to die at all. Either way, we are all infected. To live our lives, we face the end. Gradually through this process, eating away at our faces until we are non-existent.
The end is near. You are the sacrifice. The exit is only for those above. The boxer is sat at the head of the table. The boxer is pulling the strings. The boxer is making important decisions. The boxer looks on from the wings. The boxer is poised by the keys of the piano. The limelight is mocking their cut and bruised skin. Their gloves are too bulky, their face muscles twitch, for they can't make the piano keys sing. Thank you.